Audacity. Controversy closing in on the latest protest walk in Dominica, with word of some kind of police action against the event's main organizer. I am Ken Richards. Here's the Thursday Caribbean News Update. In Roseau, Dominica, the protest dubbed a Walk for Peace, Prosperity and Freedom had its third outing on Wednesday. Although the numbers were less than the initial two peaceful protests, those on the walk this third time around remained as focused as they have been in their bid to hold the government led by Prime Minister Roosevelt's Carrot accountable. One of the women who spoke there noted that there has been criticism that the protesters should do more than just walking and become more action-oriented. She appealed for an end to what she called the political divisiveness plaguing the country.
And those people who are talking, most of the talkers are not walking, right? Now we are walking. What are we going to do from here? Where are we going and what are we going to leave behind? Okay? This political divisiveness has to go. Okay? We have to stand on principle. That means if we're asking Mr. Skerritt for accountability and transparency, we need to demand the same for whoever comes there after him. If we're asking transparency, accountability, especially financially, of the government and of the Dominica Labour Party, we need to demand it from all the parties, okay? If not, nothing is going to change. We need complete transparency all around, across the board, in so many areas. Something else that's very alarming is the Dominic purchase, okay? Because now a few people have shown me their bills. Now, why would a fuel surcharge be the same as the bill now? So seriously, Dominicans, examine your bills, and maybe that will make you come out and walk. Here, we have created the society we have now. We have created Skerritt. So how are we going to challenge ourselves individually to make the changes that we need to see? Because he has to go. He's on his way out. He's trying to do a lot of damage before he leaves. But we got to get him off now. Okay? Yesterday. You know, enough is enough.
Meanwhile, there was speculation Wednesday afternoon that activist Athi Mate, who organizes the walk protests, was arrested by the police. Mate did contact OSA News to confirm that the police came to his home Wednesday afternoon. There is confirmation as well that the police came to his home both on Tuesday and yesterday Wednesday, but he was not arrested. However, Lofty Durand of the Concerned Citizens Movement, in a video appearance Wednesday evening, made a comment he said could be substantiated. OSA News has no independent confirmation of activist Durand's take on what happened or will happen, but here it is.
What I can tell you for a fact is that that police officer was sent by his hierarchy, I'm being told, to basically arrest Athi and bring him down to the police station. When he came to Athi on the second time, he basically informed Athi that he was sent by his superiors to get Athi, to arrest Athi, to bring down Athi to the police station that is in Roseau, where some investigation will start. I was told by very reliable sources, that is, and not Athi, very reliable sources, that police officer told Athi Mate, out of good conscience, what transpired today in Roseau, he will not be following that order and arrest Athi. All right? He will not. What the very reliable sources told me, that officer mentioned to Athi. And what I'm going to tell you, it may be sounding very strange, but it is true. Strange things are happening in Dominica. What the policeman basically told Athi, he, the policeman, will be preferring a charge or couple charges or whatever it is against Athi Mate for the two previous walks. But this one today, Wednesday the 13th, he will not be doing anything about that walk today. As to why the two previous ones and not this one, then, you know, that is left to be seen or left to be sorted out. But that is what was told as a position of fact, okay? So most likely, folks, there will be a charge or some charges that will be preferred against Arthur Mate come after the Easter Lenten season. That is what I'm getting from my very reliable sources.
Arthur Mate, we were told, on Wednesday evening went to a PAN engagement that had been scheduled and could not be reached at the time. The President of the Caribbean Court of Justice, CCJ, Justice Adrian Sanders, has rejected the notion in Guyana, one of the jurisdictions, that the court is biased. This report from News Source Guyana.
The Caribbean Court of Justice was thrown into the local spotlight following a no-confidence motion in the government in 2018 and the aftermath of the 2020 elections. The court has been heavily criticized for some of the judgments handed down during that period. But the president of the court during the Bar Association's dinner on Saturday assured that the court has always carried out its mandate free of political and other influence. Justice Saunders explained that when the court hands down its judgments, there will always be an unsuccessful side or a party that is unhappy with the manner in which the court has resolved the matter. The CCJ president noted that now more than ever, Guyana's judiciary must be impartial, independent, competent, efficient, and effective. On the other hand, he said the executive needs to provide the judiciary with its reasonable needs, noting that three judges on the Court of Appeal, for example, are simply not enough.
A former leader of St. Lucia's United Workers' Party, Marcus Nicholas, has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for using false documents for tax purposes. Here's Roy Sanford with more on that development.
The matter goes back to 2017 when Nicholas was charged with making a false representation for a tax return payment in his girlfriend's name and also fraudulently signing the tax letter in her name. The sentence was handed down on Monday, April 11th, by High Court Judge Justice Clarence Thompson, who told Nicholas that he should have known better. Nicholas, who represented Denry North and who won elections in that constituency in 2001 and 2006, took responsibility for his actions. "I am sorry that I put the court and the country in this position," he said. He began his jail sentence at the Bodily Correctional Facility in Denry on Tuesday. Meanwhile, present leader of the party and former Prime Minister Alan Chastine said that he was very sorry for Nicholas. Chastine, who is also the opposition leader, told reporters on Wednesday when asked about the matter. Nicholas is the second member of the UWP to be jailed by the courts in St. Lucia. On November 9th, 2021, Marius Wilson, former MP for Mikud North, received a 5-year sentence for shooting a man with his licensed firearm in a public space. The incident took place on June 7th, 2012.
Calm has been restored in Jamaica's northwestern St. Anne after days of protest in the parish over poor road conditions. TVG News reports that residents, taxi and bus operators took officials to task for years of neglect.
This road from this Caribbean, to Mepe, center of the country. Right? And we have a gross road from here to Mepe now.
In the firing line was a member of parliament, Crystal Lee, who made this promise.
On July 21, 2021, when Minister Warmington came and visited our constituency, he did commit to fixing the runaway bay to Brownstone, fully rehabilitating the runaway bay to Brownstone Road in two phases, which would be approximately $300 million based on the first estimate that we got from the National Works Agency. And they were not aware of this, which is quite to my surprise. And also, I have expressed to them that even though we would like to have all the roads, you know, being a carpet and fully paved off, unfortunately, we cannot commit to doing all the others right now.
There have been ongoing protests in the area for the bad roads. The police say their resources have been stretched.
So for the past 2 days, we have been having a severe challenge in treating with this protest up in Dumbarton especially. So we know a lot of people have been inconvenienced for the past 2 days, especially the students that ply this road to Brownstown. But I'm very pleased with the resolution of the meeting.
Now that they have had dialogue with their political representative, the residents say no more roadblocks.
And that's Thursday's Caribbean News Update for April 14. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.